Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
What's everybody? It's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv right here at Indy100.com Radio, as well as UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. And I just want to say thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. And because of you guys, I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into hunky, studly actors, we got, well, one could not make it, so we got this other one. I'm teasing. we got a dear friend of mine, Ryan Shaughnessy, that's going to be coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, if you want, hit me up on Twitter. That's at Tyrone Tan over on Twitter, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as a Nancy, N as a Nancy. Same thing over on Instagram, at Tyrone Tan. But if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. And also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, with our guest of the hour and our guest co-host, go to our Facebook page over on Star Wars Entertainment. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in my guest co-host of the hour. We've been rotating in. I know we missed some people that have been here most frequently, such as Elisina Eck, Brandon Rusevich, and gosh, the list goes on. But we are back. We are bringing back in here. He was a guest on the show several years ago. He has been working. He's been working behind the camera with me as well on productions, and now he's also officially a director, first time feature film director. We have my dear friend who's been part of the Staros Entertainment posse for a while, filmmaker David Rivers. Welcome back.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Well, there you go. So welcome, David Rivers. How does it feel now to say filmmaker? David
It feels fantastic.
Awesome. Wow, fantastic. Look at those big words.
Right.
Fantastic. How's it going? Well, it's great, man. I mean, so you the last time you were on the actual show, you were a guest. You were here. Do you remember when you were on?
It was for the community event that I did the St. Baldrick's one, the one where you and me first met.
Yeah. So
it was a long time
so that
ago.
Was a we'll go special shout out to Justin Galluccio.
Yes.
You know, actor, puppeteer, dear friend Justin Galluccio, Galluccio family. So that's kind of how we kind of got introduced. I even forgot like how we met, and then all of a sudden,
Joanne overheard me talking.
Joanne Galluccio is Justin's mother.
Yeah. Yeah. She overheard me talking about this event, and she's like, "I got a friend who's got a radio show, and he'd probably love to do this." So I was like, okay. And she gave me her number, and that's
how
this
actually picked up the phone. Well, cool, man. Well, since then, I know we're gonna want to have you come back as the guest of the hour to talk about some exciting stuff. But we'll give a little audience a little tidbit. So what's been going on since, let's say, the audience have last heard from you? I mean, any quick highlights?
So we have our film, When It Rings, which should be finishing up post-production next month, so that's all very exciting.
Cool. So When It Rings, and so you co-directed it along with
Ty Haston.
What's up, Ty? So we got to collaborate on this production.
We did.
So it's When It Rings. Maybe tell the audience just a little bit about it. You know, we'll have you guys talk a little bit more when you guys we'll try to bring you and hopefully a Ty Haston in into the studio to talk about.
It's about this family that got broken up because the daughter died, and 10 years later, the dad and the son come to reunite with the mother to sell the house, pack up everything, and the son starts to connect with his dead sister through this telephone, and we're pretty much watching the family struggle with that.
Wow. So, yeah, we'll definitely talk more about that. So, again, so right now, but you and Ty Haston, you guys directed it.
Yes.
As well as you guys
wrote it.
Wrote it. and produced with you know, like I said, we got to team up on this thing. So it was really cool to see you guys get to spread your wings, so to speak. So we'll just give a little plug again. We'll talk hopefully more. We'll bring in you guys hopefully and then some of the cast as we start to, you know, hopefully as it starts to, you know, come out. So we'll save that for later.
Yeah.
So again, well, let's give a plug. It's When It Rings, directed by David Rivers along with Ty Haston. And it stars Gonzalo Martin.
Sally Kirkland.
Sally Kirkland, Golden Globe winning actress, Oscar nominated actress Sally Kirkland. We got Sophia Monti, Amy Ellenberger, Matt Alfonso, as well as Mel Novak's in this thing.
Yep.
And it's a great cast, as well as it was a great production team that was involved. So we'll give a shout out to that. When It Rings, check it out. It's on Facebook. When It Rings.
Facebook, Instagram, at When It Rings.
Cool. Check out the trailer as well.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. So I don't know. Did you get the memo? Do you remember the memo?
I did not get the memo.
You did not get the memo.
I did not
get the
memo.
You know, the guest co-host is supposed to get the memo.
I know.
But, but I don't know if you recall, but the guest co-host, normally we are supposed to do some movie reviews.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that memo.
That is
so
right.
Did you
get that memo.
Did you get that memo? So did you, what movies have you seen lately?
I saw Ready Player One.
Okay, great. I got to see that too. So let's do a little quick synopsis here. Thanks to IMDb first. Here it goes. Ready Player One, rated PG-13. Again, here's a little synopsis over here on IMDb. When the creator of a virtual reality world called Oasis dies, he releases a video in which he challenges all Oasis users to find his Easter egg, which will give the finder his fortune. Directed by the awesome legendary filmmaker Steven Spielberg. Written by Zach Penn, Ernest Cline, and who else here? Based off the novel. And it's it stars Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, Ben Mendelsohn, Lena Waithe, T.J. Miller, Simon Pegg, Mark Rylance. A plethora of great actors. There's a big, big, big cast here, as well as it's a lot of stuff going on. So, for the audience, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was a fantastic movie. I thought it was really funny because the plot about the movie is four people to go find this Easter egg. And throughout the entire movie, you're just finding your own Easter eggs while watching it. You see, like, the DeLorean, the Iron Giant, Halo, like, everything's in there.
Yeah, you almost got to, like, I did not get to see it. I got saw it on a big screen, but I did not get to see it, like, on an IMAX or anything like that, which I probably, I wish I probably kind of saw it on 3D and IMAX. And you know, it would have just probably looks cooler probably. But there was so much, you're kind of like your eyes going all over the place.
Yeah.
Like you got to look in the background for all these little things. But what was the most exciting part about for you? Like, what did you like about the movie versus other movies that you've seen, you know, throughout this year? Like for you,
the most exciting part was watching the Iron Giant fight. I mean, that was one of my favorite childhood movies, and seeing him just, attack this, the bad guys.
Great,
just
for
awesome.
Thanks for spoiling the plot for some of the people.
They
that
show
not
it in the trailer.
I'm teasing. That's cool. You're a fan of Iron Giant?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Aww.
It was such a sad film as a kid, but I loved it.
I don't think I've seen it yet. I mean, I know it's been around. Is that the one voiced by Vin Diesel? Iron Giant, was it?
That I actually don't know.
Oh, nice to know that you're such a fan of that movie. No, but cool. So is this a movie? Because I got to see it too, and I thought it was really great too. And I guess, you know, it's like kind of what people have been saying. It's kind of like, you know, back to the Spielberg type films that people grew up watching, you know, like such as like, you know, like that, like, you know, the E.T.s or Raiders of the Lost, like those kind of action adventure type films. Of course, Steven Spielberg does so many great movies, so, you know, goes from all types of genres. But this was, I guess, what people like, the Spielberg-esque type of movie. I don't know. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that. I mean, he definitely, watching it, I could definitely tell it was him. I mean, even with all the Steven Spielberg Easter eggs in there, like with the DeLorean, it felt like it.
Cool.
And it was really cool seeing that again.
So is it a movie you would highly recommend, wait for Blu-ray DVD or
recommend? Go see it tomorrow.
Okay, well, cool. I actually would agree. I definitely think it's a movie you should go check out on the big screen. It's definitely worth seeing on the big screen. That is Ready Player One, rated PG-13, again, directed by the great and awesome Steven Spielberg, starring Ty Sheridan, Olivia Cooke, Ben Mendelsohn, and again, Lena White, T.J. Miller, Simon Pegg, Mark Rylance, Philip Zale. I don't know. I want to like read off everybody, but there's so many people.
Yeah.
And, but I definitely think you guys should all, like I said, check it out, support this film. Really, really, really cool, cool movie. All right. So did you get the other memo?
I did. I get that memo.
You got
sure.
that memo? Okay. Yeah. So can you read it off to me?
Oh.
No, anyways. So I don't know if you recall, but the guest normally, you know, the guest co-host is responsible somewhat to find a way to make the guest of the hour, we bring them in to make them feel special. So, you know, I don't know if you remember, we bring sometimes people in on chariots, gliders, Millennium Falcons, or whatever it is. I mean, did you find a way to make this guest of the hour to make him feel special? And how did you, what did you arrange?
I'm going to go with the Millennium Falcon since next month the Solo movie comes out.
Oh, so I don't know how you hooked this up, but so yeah, well maybe we could bring him in on the Millennium Falcon or so. I think we just I don't know, did you get the hookup? Do you know someone over at the Star Wars camp that to be able to bring in this actor? I mean, actually this guy could actually, you know, speaking of Solo, I think he could, you know, could he play someone like a Solo type, maybe?
I could definitely see that, for
yeah.
sure.
We need some special effects, and ILM got it. Not these or not. But, yeah, actually, he's a dear friend that we've been trying to get on the show for a while. You know, he's an actor. We're going to have him talk a little bit about himself, as well as he's the CFO of a cool thing called Acting Up Network, which he'll be talking about. So I think we should just, I don't know, are you going to, like, what do you whistle in on the Falcon? What do you do? You got to open up the roof somehow, right? Open the rooftop, and then I guess whistle. What do you do? How do you bring it in?
We'll call in Chewie.
Chewie? All right. Well, I think Chewie, can you bring in the Falcon into the studio? Are we ready? Or are you ready?
I think we're ready.
Okay, so here he is. Here he comes. Flying into the studio overhead. Chewie. He opened up the rooftop. Here he comes. He's jumping down from the Falcon, gliding down. Here he is, my dear friend. He is an actor extraordinaire, in my opinion. He is also CFO of a place called Acting Up Network. Here he comes, landing into the studio. Here he comes, Mr. Ryan Shaughnessy. Welcome, Ryan Shaughnessy, to Indie100.com Radio, Star Wars Entertainment.tv, as well as UBN, Universal Broadcast Network. Welcome, Ryan Shaughnessy.
Whew. Thank you. I made it.
Woo, yeah.
That entrance, that Falcon.
Yeah,
I don't know. Sometimes Chewie, with his flying skills, doesn't make it the easiest entrance all the time.
Yeah. Well, cool, man. And, David, I do appreciate you getting the Falcon somehow.
Oh, yeah,
just
no problem.
Keep the receipt, at least. You know,
I did, like, yeah.
And write that
always.
Off somehow.
Absolutely. That's a tax deduction.
Yes.
I don't know. What do you put that under? Travel expense? No.
Yeah.
Rental? No, anyways. So, again, welcome, my dear friend, Ryan Shaughnessy. Finally, we get you
yes.
into the studio here. We've been talking about this for, gosh, a couple years.
couple years now. No joke. Gone to different continents yeah. In that time. Yeah.
So welcome. So again, so welcome to the Indie100.com Radio, Star Wars Entertainment.tv, and Universal Broadcast Network, UBN, Ryan Shaughnessy. So what we want to do, we wanted to get the audience to get to know you, maybe become fans of you, start to follow you, as well as maybe start supporting your career.
Well, that would be lovely.
So, yeah, no, like hopefully try to get you out there. First off, we just want to start off with telling everybody. We always ask this with all the guests a lot of times. We want to get to know, where are you born and raised, my man?
Well, where was I born and raised? I was born in Normal, Illinois, but I was raised in Pontiac, Illinois. It's a cornfield about an hour and a half southwest of Chicago. We're known for our maximum security prison and our largest landfills in the state. Good times.
All right.
Good times.
Now, did you know growing up that you always wanted to be an actor?
It was seventh grade, summer before seventh grade, and I was in the production of Annie in the summer Kids play.
Were you any? No.
No, they didn't give that to me. I thought I was going to get it, but I ended up being the ventriloquist dummy in the radio show, and my lines killed, and I realized, yeah, I like entertaining people. But also, in that cornfield, you don't really realize that you can make a career out of acting, so I actually went to Northern Illinois and got a master's in accounting, the exact opposite thing you could probably ever do.
What made you go into accounting, too? Like, what are you good with numbers? Are you good with math? Or
I'm pretty good with numbers and math, and also, I was like, well, I also like money, so.
Okay.
I figured it was a good bet where a lot of people don't like doing their taxes, so someone's got to do it, right?
Wow, that's awesome. Well, cool. So was there any inspirations that you had growing up as an actor, or is there anyone that you aspired to be like when you first thought, you know, when you got into Annie? Like, what was the character again?
The ventriloquist dummy in the radio show. Oh, when they go to promote, or when they go to basically see if they can find her parents.
Okay, no, because in the movie, who is he? Who was portrayed? Who portrayed that in the movie? Do you remember the movie?
Oh man, that was a while ago. Okay. No, I just remember Carol Burnett as the villain.
Okay. Well, cool. And then from that point on, that's when you got the acting bug?
That's when I got the acting bug, but I didn't realize that I could do something with it until when I got to the I had an internship with an accounting firm, and they asked if anybody wanted to transfer to their new Los Angeles office. And I took that as a sign that,
Well, as accounting? Or as acting? No,
as accounting, but the plan was always for the acting.
Ah.
But I figure I should come out here, you know, have a job, you know, get a lay of Los Angeles, figure out where everything is first, and, you know, then see where things went.
Awesome. So from that point, well, who's inspired you as an actor?
Like, it's funny that I came in on the Millennium Falcon, because Harrison Ford is one of my biggest role models. He was also from Chicago.
Ah.
Didn't get his big break until he was in his 30s, doing something that wasn't acting. He's the carpenter. And so he's always been up there. And lately, Benedict Cumberbatch has also been up there.
Fantastic.
You like him?
Oh yeah.
What was it about him? Because a lot of people, a lot of ladies that I know, they like him as well. But what do you think? What is it about Benedict Cumberbatch, David, for you?
I saw Sherlock, the BBC series, I just fell in love with how he portrayed the character. Oh,
Sherlock's so great.
It is amazing, and it sucks because they only do like 3 episodes a season, and then there's like 2 years between the seasons.
Yeah.
And you just gotta wait.
They're like mini movies.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I've had people tell me about the show. I've yet to unfortunately be able to watch it, but I've always heard anything good things about it. But Benedict Cumberbatch is a great actor. I mean, I liked him. Was it Mind Games that he did? Was a movie that
The Imitation Game. That was a fantastic movie too.
He does astounding work. So that's cool. So now from it's Harrison Ford, and then also recently Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously you're a Star Wars fan.
Awesome. Definitely Star Wars fan, and you know, working at Disney, I've also become. I didn't know I could like the Marvel Universe as much as I did until I started, you know, being a character and then having to know all that backstory. You really get into it, kind of thing. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so when you mentioned working at Disneyland, is it Disneyland or?
No, yeah. Okay. Disneyland. I also had the opportunity to go over to Hong Kong at Disneyland over there, and they had a Marvel thing.
So because you do, to the people that don't know, I'm
good friends with Captain America.
Oh, gotcha. Cool.
Yes. I've been asked if I'm Chris, and I'm like, no, he does a great job in the movies, but my name's Steve Rogers.
Oh, so you do like the costuming, or you did the costuming or something, or wearing that, or?
Yeah, I portray Captain America both in Anaheim and
awesome.
Over in Hong Kong.
So what's it like, nice. when you're wearing that costume, you know?
It's really hot.
Really hot?
It's really hot, yeah. And it's got a solid, like, I mean, it's great workout, though. I mean, you got 25 pounds of just dead weight of a suit on you. And especially in the summertime, Hong Kong is very humid.
Oh, wow.
It's not like California at all. And it reminded me a lot of Chicago, actually. And during the summertime, you're sweating within 5-10 minutes.
And so, you got a lot of kids like wanting to take pictures and all that.
Absolutely.
Captain America's pretty.
It's great when Captain America's, you know, signing the book, and then, you know, sweat just drips down.
Yeah. Awesome. So let's start with your career. So you moved out here. And what was your first little break, so to speak, or your first job that you remember as an actor?
I was fortunate enough to be in a theater production that was a block away from me in North Hollywood. And that was the thing that got me rolling. I found my first agent through that. And then student films got me onto the TV film. And from there, it's just been a lot of, I've done classes, just like any actor. And I think the biggest thing to date was a viral video that happened. I did a web series called Me and Zoe D, and the director from that ended up writing and directing this little thing called Girls Are. Can't say that on the air, but at a bar,
Girls Are A something.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you're credited as handsome dude.
And I'm the handsome dude in that. And
they couldn't find the real one. No, ladies, I'll give credit where credit's due. The gentleman is a very. You think he's a handsome guy?
He is. Yeah.
Good looking guy.
Thank you.
Lights are off right now. No,
it's a little dim in here.
I'm teasing. So you did this. So
they actually did a first one with these two. The premise was these four girls, and in the first episode, it was at lunch, and it did so well that they had to make this second one, and this one was at a bar. And it was a shoot that was at 11 o'clock at night to 6 a.m. My stuff wasn't until like 3 a.m., so it was a long night, but it was just fun because, I mean, the script was really funny when I read it the first time, and he asked me if I would do it. I'm like, yeah, absolutely. Not knowing that it would end up on Huffington Post and BuzzFeed and Daily Mail, which I had a friend in Switzerland like text me out of nowhere being like, you're on the front page of Daily Mail. I'm like, I don't know what Daily Mail is, but awesome. That sounds great.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, cool. And then of course, at that point, that's when you say, okay, I really want to stay out in L.A. and do this.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, cool. Do you have any questions on his upbringing, Mr. David Rivers, guest co-host?
Yeah, just one. What was it like picking up the Captain America shield for the first time?
It was pretty amazing. Because, I mean, Disney spares no expense.
They do not.
I mean, it's legit stuff. The costumes, the...
how many pounds is that?
The shield. Like, I mean, the costume itself is like, you know, 25, 30 pounds easy.
Wow.
And then you got the shield, like, you're holding on to it the whole time. You're not putting it down at all. Which wow. is, and I mean, even when you're signing books. Yeah.
Wow. Well, so, how many pounds you said? That was like 10, like the actual.
That's like another probably 7.
Wow. So that's cool. Do you get to keep it? No. Yeah. No, we won't ask that. Anyways. So what we're going to do, we're going to actually cut to a song.
Okay.
David, I don't know. Did you get that other memo?
Not this one. Not for the song.
So many memos.
Yeah. Memo. This one I'm actually going to hand to you.
Okay.
So you're going to introduce this song, and we'll be right back more with actor Ryan Shaughnessy. And again, if you want to check him out, IMDb here with his last name. If you want to check him out, that's Ryan, RYANS, as in Sam, HAUGH, N as in Nancy, E. SSY, correct? Ryan Shaughnessy. You have any social media, anything like that? Any websites?
My Instagram is almost the same thing, but instead of Ryan, it's Rhino, because I got called Rhino growing up a lot.
Ryan O, as in?
Just Rhino, R-Y-N-O, and then Shaughnessy.
Wait, what is it?
Rhino Shaughnessy.
Oh, Rhino.
Rhino.
I'll say R-I-N-O.
R-Y.
R-Y-N-O.
N-O.
And then Shaughnessy. That's at Instagram and all that other stuff.
Yep.
So again, Shaughnessy is Shaughnessy. That's Rhino at Rhino, but his real name is Ryan.
All you gotta do is you take that A in the N and make it an N and an O, and you're good.
Okay. So check him out. Don't tune out yet. But we're gonna be cutting to a song, and then we'll be right back more to find out a little bit more of. Ryan Shaughnessy, as well as CFO. We'll talk about a little bit more of that, of the Acting Up Network, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And we'll find out what that is. So again, David Rivers, guest co-host, can you actually introduce this next song?
Yeah,
this song.
It is Broken by Becca.
Yes.
Again, Broken by Becca. That's Becca, B-E-K-A-H.
Great. I didn't know you were doing a spelling bee today. So again,
it's a different spelling.
So again, this was actually a guest of ours that came on before. Again, so this is Broken by Becca. So check it out. We'll be right back more here with actor Ryan Shaughnessy. And we'll be right back. Here's Broken.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Broken by Becca. Again, if you like the song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Again, let me know. Again, that was Becca. The song was Broken by Becca. That's B as in boy, E-K-A-H. That's Becca. All right.
I liked it.
Cool. Yeah. It's one of those songs like you could like you come home maybe too and just kind of like relax.
Exactly.
Maybe have a date.
Hey Alexa, turn Becca on.
Alexa, gotcha. Alexa, is that the Google thing or no? What is that? The Alexa? That's just the whatever.
That's the Amazon.
The Amazon thing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so we are back here with my guest co-host of the hour, filmmaker David Rivers. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Cool. And he's got a cool, again, we're going to do a shameless plug here. You got your film coming out soon that you're finishing up post-production. Again, one more time.
When It Rings, at When It Rings on Facebook and Instagram.
Cool. And then again, co-directed along with your co-director, Ty Haston.
Ty Haston, yeah.
Starring Gonzalo Martin, Sophia Monti.
Sally Kirkland.
Golden Globe winning. Oscar-nominated actress Sally Kirkland. Madden Alfonso, Amy Ellenberger, and also there's Mel Novak in it. And, yeah, it's cool. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys.
Oh, I am too,
cool.
Yeah.
Again, so check that out. And we are back here with our guest of the hour, actor Ryan Shaughnessy, as well as CFO of Acting Up Network. So we talked about a little background about your career, you know, how you got, you know, how you got into the business, and then you moved out here, and then you got a little thing that went a little viral, you got some little attention there, and then from that point on, what other stuff kind of highlights for the audience that may have seen you on?
Well, I mean, after that, I had a co-star gig on Faking It. It actually was the last episode of the third season, but then actually MTV made it the series finale too, so got a lot of viewership for sure.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, and I've also been able to work on Young and the Restless and Days of Our Lives, which is great for the people back home because they watch a lot of soaps.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, cool. And then, so let's talk about a little bit what is, you know, you're involved with a thing called, you know, you're CFO of Acting Up Network. And what is that, and what's your involvement with that company?
I mean, CFO is just the title that Jodi Panik gave me. She's the owner and the mother of this whole studio.
Jodi, I want to say what's up.
Yes.
I know Jodi. What's up, Jodi?
Jodi, Mama Jodi. I mean, CFO is probably a little too big, but I just make sure the books are in order and, you know, things get paid on time. Because, I mean, with that whole accounting background, making sure I use both sides of my brain.
Awesome.
Basically.
So you're actually, so for ladies out there, you know, good looking gentleman and smart. Or at least acting. Maybe he's acting to be smart.
There it is. I fooled a lot of people.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, okay. So talk about a little bit what's Acting Up Network.
So, Acting Up Network has been... So, I grew up, like I said, in that cornfield, and I had a lot of time at the Boys and Girls Club. And as a kid, that was like the place to go where... I met a lot of people, made a lot of friends.
What, in the cornfield? No.
In the cornfield. I mean, the cornfield is right on the...
No. Yeah. Where was the place to go? You had the Boys and Girls...
The Boys and Girls Club.
Boys and Girls Club.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
And yes, like when I am well off financially, that would be my number one charity for sure.
Oh, awesome.
Because I spent a lot of time there, a lot of good memories there. And all I can say is this Acting Up Network studio has been that... for me as an adult. I've met so many friends that have become almost like family. And not only that, it's been a place where as an actor, I've grown as an actor, but also grown as a person. I've learned more in the 3 years that I've been there than the first, you know, five years of being in Los Angeles. I mean, the teachers that Jody's brought in have well-rounded everyone. I mean, you've got scene study, you've got commercial, you got improv. It's just been a great experience and a great atmosphere.
So
to be
what?
In.
Yeah, explain a little bit that people that don't know. I'm familiar with it. I get to see a little bit of you guys in action, or we come in passing. We used to be
neighbors.
Neighbors, so to speak, in the building. Mm-hmm. But before we came over here, I would see you guys always doing things, but to the audience that does not know what that is. So tell someone that's brand new, let's say they moved out here, and you know they discovered, quote-unquote, Acting Up Network, which, by the way, the website to that is www.actingupnetwork.com, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, so tell the audience a little bit what that is and, you know, what do they expect to do in this whole...
Right. I mean, a lot of people that have come through Acting Up Network's doors have been brand new. I mean, there's 90%, would you say, of the people that come out here are transplants wanting to make it in the entertainment industry. Is that high? Too high? Too low?
Probably accurate.
And it's been a place where you can not know anybody, and because I mean, if you're an actor that's serious about what they're doing, you're going to be taking classes all the time, like expanding on what you know, getting yourself better, fine tuning yourself. And this is a place where you can go into this place not knowing anyone and not only learn all these great things, but also do it in an environment that's so loving and nurturing, just makes you feel safe, and it makes it easier to learn, to be honest with you.
Cool.
It's been great.
So you do like classes over there? And
yeah. I mean, Monday and Wednesday, they've been doing a scene study class. There's been intro to commercial and a commercial 360 class. One of the best classes I've taken there has been Chris Games' How to Book Everything. It's a 6-week class where you start off with like the one-liner, then you go to the under five, then the co-star, the guest star, and by the end, it's like you've booked the episode of The Newsroom, and you're on set, and it just takes all the nerves away because you've already dealt with that in class, kind of thing, and it's been great. And then there's been recently acting like it's a business class, which I can't tell you how undervalued that's been, because this is a business.
Yeah,
people say it's show business, but it's more business than show. I mean, because there's people out there that are really, really talented, but you'll never see that because there's not the business part.
Yeah. Hey, you got any questions, David, regarding, let's say, his involvement with Acting Up Network or just in general?
Yeah. What inspired you to get aboard that and do that?
So I met Jody when I was taking classes at a place in Sherman Oaks and just networked through her. And when she started that business, she sent out an email for a networking opening kind of thing to get to know everyone. And just off that first one, and I was in the same building when I first met you. And
yeah, because we had our station that was sharing the same, I guess, the complex or whatever.
The compound in Burbank.
Yeah. We'd see each other in passing. You're always a cool guy.
Mm-hmm.
And Jody's always was really, really awesome person. And we just like saw. But anyways, I sidetracked from that. Yeah. But anyways, we'd run into each other.
Yeah, absolutely. And just that networking event and what they were trying to do, I knew it was going to be special. And I wanted to get in at the ground level so that I could see it like blossom as much as possible. And also be a part of it as much as possible.
Cool. And then that's how you. And what do you think would be the biggest highlight for you that you've gotten out of that, or people that, again, maybe have not gone to that and is probably wondering a little bit more? And it's like, well, like for you, what do you think is the most thing that you've gotten out of attending to something called, you know,
I mean,
like Acting Up Network?
With all the classes that I've been able to take, not only you see how you come across in the audition room to casting directors, because I mean these people have been on the other side, so they're basically showing you, don't do this, and you're cutting out the middle part so that you don't have to like fall on your face as many times, because I mean you'll fall on your face, but you know, if you can make that as minimal as possible, that's the goal, right?
Yeah.
So it's been great because of the classes that I've taken. The nerves have definitely gone down. So now I can go into a room and be really confident about all my choices and, you know, put my best foot out there and leave the room knowing that, hey, if they want me, they want me. If not, it was still a great job.
Cool. And yeah. So again, so how do people find out more, a little bit more about this company
Acting Up Network. It's actingupnetwork.com, and we're actually moving spots right now. We're holding a fundraiser. We're moving in the next 2 weeks, but we're definitely looking to raise funds to make that as easy as possible, because not only is moving not fun, but it's also usually not very cheap.
So is there a way that people could find out about the fundraiser or how to get
absolutely.
Involved?
It's on the Facebook group, Acting Up Network's Facebook group, and I think there's also a link if you go to the website, there should be a link to the fundraiser as well. I want to say it's youcaring.com is the fundraiser website, YOUCARING. And then if you search Acting Up Network, there should be a cover picture of six of the students and Jody.
Okay.
And the headshot truck.
So it's You Caring. Is it, what is it one more time?
YouCaring.com, YOUCARING.com.
YouCaring.com, or you could go to the Acting Up Network Facebook page, you mm-hmm. said, or the website.
I believe so. I know the You Caring part is definitely a good spot.
So maybe if you guys have it in you and you want to help contribute to this fundraiser that they're helping to try to move places, is mm-hmm. that what it is? Move places to a new location?
Yes, absolutely.
And maybe you want to get involved, or maybe you just want to help out. Maybe you have that artistry side in you and you just want to help support actors out there or companies like this. You seem like there's such a great team behind there. I mean,
it really is. Jody's an amazing person. She's become like a mother figure / aunt to me.
Wow, that's awesome.
It's been great, and she's put her heart and soul into this, and we want to see it go.
Cool. Awesome. Any other questions, David Rivers, about Ryan Shaughnessy or in general?
Yeah, no other questions.
No other questions. The defense rests.
He's like, no, Your Honor. He's like, a sidebar, please. So, Ryan, okay, so what is your ultimate? Okay, so let's let the audience get to put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, you talked about Harrison Ford and Benedict Cumberbatch. What would be the ideal, let's say, movie you'd like to do, or character, or what do you think you would like to do?
Well, it's funny because I've actually done some research on what kind of characters I'm drawn to, and it's between Benedict Cumberbatch and also Matt Damon. They both play a lot of intelligent characters, and I don't know if that's because of my accounting background or what, but they play intelligent characters that also kind of play the con artist. I mean, you've got Matt Damon in Talented Mr. Ripley, or DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can, where he's literally a con artist. And just those type of characters I'm really drawn to. And I mean, it's also funny because at Disney I play Captain Jack Sparrow, and he's the biggest con of them all because, you know, he's got you looking over to the left where he's three steps over to the right, way ahead of you kind of thing. And I didn't ever realize that when I got cast as that at Disney until later. I'm like, oh, yeah, that makes more sense now.
Now, were you there? I heard about the story. Johnny Depp showed up.
He did. Before the last Pirates movie came out, he was... he surprised a bunch of people. I think it was a Wednesday night at the Pirates of the Caribbean ride down in Anaheim.
Did you know that? Did you like see him or come in? Or?
I was not working at Disney that day because usually I try and stick to the weekends that. And but I definitely knew within an hour of him being there because I was getting my phone was blowing up with texts being like, Johnny Depp's here.
That's awesome. Well, cool. So then, you like, what do you think is the difference between doing, say, Captain Jack Sparrow and Captain America for you?
Like, I mean, those are like two different ends of the spectrum where it's great because, yeah. I mean, Captain America is really cool because it's a lot of how I was raised by my grandmother, very old school. And so, I mean, just being a gentleman and being, you know, nice and polite, that's a lot of what Captain America is, because that's where he was raised. Whereas you got Jack Sparrow, where he's the exact opposite of that, where he's a pirate.
Let's do a couple little voices. Say I don't know, say you're listening to indie100.com radio, starwarsentertainment.tv.
I don't think you would know what a radio is, mate. Especially in Tortuga. He'd probably be looking for his hat or rum.
Well, cool. So, okay, so the ultimate role movie, or let's put it out there, any directors you love to work with and or actors?
Well,
so obviously Harrison Ford.
I would have loved to have been cast as Harrison Ford's son in Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
Okay.
But that didn't happen. And so now who knows what they're going to do with the next Indiana Jones movie, but I don't know.
I heard some rumors or some,
I don't know if they'd bring his son back and if they did, if it would be Shia again or not. But it would be awesome to work with Harrison Ford.
So it would be
sure.
Yeah. Ideal to work with someone like Harrison Ford.
Absolutely.
Also, how about directors?
I mean, yeah, if you can get Spielberg or Scorsese, those would be the two tops.
Mm, yeah.
Well, I mean, this gentleman at the end of the table now.
Now
next
movie.
He's the director. Right. Boom.
When It Rings 2, maybe?
Right.
The phone is still ringing. We joked about that on set. He's like...
We did, yeah.
What is the... If there is a part two. Actually, David, you know, is there any... is there an ideal actor, filmmaker you'd like to work with?
Actor? Definitely Benedict Cumberbatch.
Really? Okay, so you guys...
Him and Martin Freeman together, because when those two pair up, it's just
an
amazing team.
Oh, so great. Martin Freeman, absolutely. I mean, he's done his career is something that I would aspire to be, because he's done so many things, and I mean, most people know who he is, but people from like my hometown, they probably wouldn't like know who he is. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but I recognize him, and then I have to go to IMDb.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, phew. Just got this line of all the things you've been in, kind of thing.
So, okay, so you're the ultimate type of movie you'd like to direct?
The ultimate type, definitely a sci-fi.
A sci-fi?
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite sci-fi? Oh, I know, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
So we all like Star Wars here, number one. Speaking of, what was your input on The Last Jedi for you?
On The Last Jedi, I was actually a fan of it. I know a lot of people...
Yeah, I liked it.
Enjoyed it.
I think a lot, the people that didn't like it, I felt were the ones, because I mean, everyone loved The Force Awakens because it was basically A New Hope.
Yeah.
And The Last Jedi, the people that didn't like it, I think were the people that didn't want to get away from the nostalgia and didn't like the change. But I mean, with the storyline and where it's going to go, I mean, the character development of all those characters was awesome. Mm-hmm. So I think it was just... People like their nostalgia and not the change. I think it'll be okay once the last one of the trilogy comes out.
Yeah.
So we're all gonna agree. We're gonna looking forward to Solo.
Definitely.
Solo. Well, cool, man. Oh, wow, we got like 3 minutes left here. So Ryan Shaughnessy, how do people follow you up? Any other upcoming projects? Anything like that? We want to help promote you. That's why we are here. We want to try to get you out there. So any other? How do people follow you and or things to look after for?
Yeah, I mean, lately I've been busy between auditions and being on set, also prepping taxes, because I did find an awesome place at Chuck Sloan where we're all actors that also prep taxes like between auditions. It's been the best flexibility side job that I could ever find.
Wow.
It's been great. But I am very thankful that tax season is over in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Awesome.
Don't miss that.
But people could find you at...
On my Instagram. It's Rhino Shaughnessy, RhynoShaughnessy.
Cool. And then also Facebook maybe, or website, or
Facebook. I don't have
an
official page. I just kept that personal. And
okay.
I do have a Twitter. It's the same as the Instagram, but I can't say that I've used that as much as Instagram.
Yeah.
I'll probably get better about the Twitter. But as of right now, it's there, but it's not anything special about.
Well, cool.
Right home about.
We always like to end up the show. The show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've mentioned you've been inspired, and maybe you're an inspiration to somebody that's maybe, it's coming out from, where you're from, or maybe around the world. It's like, you know what? He moved out there. He's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing the hustle. He's booking on stuff, and you never know who's looking up to any one of you guys. And I've seen this happen many times through the years, but what inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actor, or just follow their dreams in general?
Right. I mean, if someone like me who came out here thinking that I was actually behind the curve because I didn't go to school for any theater or film or anything like that, and you just hustle all day, every day, like, things will happen. And putting that positive energy out in the world, I'm a big believer in that. That was another class I took at Acting Up Network. There's Anthony that was all about positive energy and just that switch and that focus on what's going to go on in life. I like being a positive person, and it's gotten to a point where it's like, if there is negative energy out there or negative people around you, it's like, I'll leave. I will get myself out of that situation because it's just not worth it. It's not worth the stress or the strain, and yeah, positive is just a lot easier to be.
Well, cool. Well, great, man. So, well, great inspirational words, and also again, so check them out again at Rhino Shaughnessy.
Yes.
So it's a kind of a play off your word
actual name.
Yeah. So so it's R one more time.
R-Y-N-O-S-H-A-U-G-H-N-E-S-S-Y.
So that's his Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to check him out, check out his stuff. You know, on his IMDb, it's Ryan, R-Y-A-N, Shaughnessy, S-H-A-U-G-H-N-E-S-S-Y.
I think with that last name, I'm the only one that pops up.
And cool. So, David, little plugs. Any plugs for you? Any social media, anything like that?
Just the major one, When It Rings, at When It Rings on Instagram and Facebook, and then for my own, at Mr.Rivers on Instagram.
I had to get Mr. Yeah. It's like at Mr.Rivers. Okay. Well, cool. Well, cool, man. David, it was a pleasure having you here back in the studio. Hopefully having you back here as the guest of the hour. We're building that up here. All right. That'll so awesome. Hopefully when the movie's done, and hopefully we can bring you and Ty Haston in here.
Yeah, and no, we're both looking forward to it.
We'll start to bring in hopefully the cast as well. Again, Ryan Shaughnessy, finally great to have you.
Yes.
And again, so check him out. Also check up the actingupnetwork.com, correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's CFO over there. And we want to say what's up to your pal and also a good person. Good, kind, hard person, Jody.
Yes.
Check him out. Support him and support that place. Their fundraiser. Right? Your fundraiser, which is at, one more time, the fundraiser.
YouCaring.com, and you can search Acting Up Network. Any donation is greatly appreciated.
Great.
It'll go to a good cause.
Well, again, thank you guys. God bless you guys all. Again, I always want to end off my show with this. Matthew 19:26, in man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible, and we are out. Bye-bye. God bless.
Take care.